Football Friday continues here on KATE as we're going to talk some Lake Mills Bulldog football. Bill Burns, the head coach of Lake Mills, with us. And Bill, a good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Good, good.
Now, this is the last regular season game, and is this going to be the final game for you guys tonight?
No, it won't be. So we have been eliminated from the playoff system here in the state of Iowa. So, and how the state set that up this year is because traditionally we play a 9-game regular season schedule, but this year was a new format. So you have the option of trying to play another team that is not going to be in the playoffs, and we're able to do that. So we have a home game next Friday as well, scheduled with Belmont Clemmy, which is, they're in our conference for the other sports. So they're in a different class. They're in class 1A. So, yeah, so we got this game here Friday night, and we get one more at home.
Well, that's good to hear, and we'll talk about the matchup tonight. And, again, we'll talk more about one more game after tonight. But let's recap. North Butler was the opponent last week, a 40-7 victory for North Butler. 14-7 game after the first quarter, so obviously your team was able to keep it close early.
Yeah, you know, and actually it was 14-7 at half, too. And North Butler was rated third in the state in Class 1A and undefeated. And, we played, maybe our best half of the football or of the season. And, we were able to score right out of the gate. I think it only took us a minute and a half. And we had a decent kickoff return. And then a couple pass plays later, Bennett-Berger found Caden Obley for about a 40-yard touchdown pass. And, we go up 7-0. And, North Butler responded. And then the next series, kind of the same thing. We moved the ball down, and we got inside the 10. But we had a procedure penalty that knocked us back, and then we weren't able to, get any points out of that drive. And then they scored one more time. So, going in at halftime, the mindset was, we can win this football game. They're a very physical team. They run the ball. Very effectively, but second half, it wasn't a whole lot about that they did anything different. It's just they made some big plays. Defensively, we felt we were in position to make tackles, and we just didn't make tackles. Had a 94-yard run where we had opportunities to keep it to a 5-yard gain. They had a 60-some-yard screen pass, kind of the same thing. So when teams are playing well, they're going to make those type of plays. And so, even though, the score obviously was 40-7, we felt we played, for the most part, we played, pretty good football. We're able to move the ball, but just couldn't finish drives. And so, we came out of that with some positive things.
Absolutely. Again, 14-7 game at halftime. And again, score doesn't indicate how close that game was. A 40-7 loss to a North Butler. Lake Mills now 2-5 on the season. Big night tonight there, Bill. It's a senior night in Lake Mills. St. Ansgar in town. They're also 2-5 in the season. Talk about tonight's opponent.
Well, St. Ansgar Saints, this is not a traditional season for them. They're one of the best programs in Class A in the state. And, the last 2 years, they've been in the state semifinals. They knocked us out last year in terms of winning the district title in a very hard-fought game, 20-16. And, so they're just not quite having the season that they're used to. So they're still going to do what Sansker football does, which is try to be physical, try to run the football, try to control the clock. They just haven't been as successful this year, but, that's still their identity, and that's still what they want to do. And, tonight we put in, maybe a couple different wrinkles. In terms of formations to try to get our skill kids the ball that we've been working on the last couple weeks. And, we feel that we can move the football on them. They've struggled a little bit defensively as well. And the big key for us is we just got to be able to slow the other team's offense down. And we did it for a half last Friday night, but we need to do it for four quarters, against a decent team, even though they're 2-5. They're still a decent football team. And, if we can do that on the defensive side, we think we can move the football. So senior night, we got seven guys that are coming out there tonight. Their time here in the program is dwindling down. And so hopefully, you know, everybody can rally together and we can give a great, great effort tonight.
Now, Bill, not to put you on the spot, I don't know if you have a roster in front of you or if you know it off the top of your head. Can you name the seven seniors that will be playing on senior night tonight?
Sure can. You know, Bennett Berger, two-year starter quarterback for us and defensive back. Kay Nobley plays linebacker and split end, another two-year starter. Seth Hermanson plays both way on the D-line. Once again, a two-year starter. Hayden Brewer, coming back from an ankle injury. He was able to get on the field last night. Receiver and defensive back. A.J. Raymaker is a two-year starter for us and running back and split and also play some defensive back for us. And Wyatt Helming is a two-year starter as well on both sides of the football, the defense and offensive line. Is that six or is that seven?
I don't
right through my head.
I wasn't keeping track. I apologize.
I don't want to miss anybody.
No, I hear you.
Hopefully, Derek Eastfold. And Derek Eastfold, this is his first year playing a lot of varsity for us. So he's a running back and a defensive back as well. So those will be the seven guys that, you know, we'll honor a little bit before the game, introduce them real quick, and then, you know, we'll go out and play.
7 o'clock kickoff in Lake Mills tonight against St. Ansgar. Bill, give us some keys to picking up a win tonight.
Well, I think, you know, as I said before, it starts with, you know, we just got to slow them down. I know last week they came out against West Hancock, who's a top-rated team, and Sam's got a 17-play drive to open the game. And they didn't get any points out of it, but we can't let that happen. You know, we can't let them control the ball for that kind of time. And, you know, and then, you know, I think, you know, we just have to make plays on offense. You know, we're kind of a big play capability offense. And, you know, if we can get ahead of them and you know, kind of take them out of their game a little bit, which is trying to control the clock and run the football, then, you know, we'll have a great chance. So, you know, hopefully we can do that.
Bill Burns, the head coach of Lake Mills, here on a Football Friday on KETE. And Bill, again, for anyone just joining the conversation, mention again, coming up next week, the matchup, one more game. Again, the Lake Mills Bulldogs not making the postseason, but they are playing a ninth game. Talk about that game on next Friday, because that's going to be in Lake Mills as well.
Right. So, you know, we'll take on Belmont Clemmie. You know, they're a Class 1A team, and as I said, they're at our conference for the other sports. So it's a foe that, you know, we played them last season anyway. So we're familiar with them, and they're familiar with us. So, you know, it'll be a good matchup of two teams that didn't have the greatest of seasons in terms of one loss, but it'll give those kids another night to compete and, you know, finish the season off.
Bill Burns, head coach of Lake Mills, joining us here on Kate. And Bill, like always, thank you so much for the time and good luck against St. Ansgar tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Aaron.